got any stories of your dad protecting you, where he was a certified bad mamma jamma? Once at a camp, I saw my dad duck a punch from a drunk guy and clock him with his right hand and then put him in a headlock until the police got there. Another time, I was in the front yard swinging a broken pool cue at some acorns trying to hit him across the street. I was only about 11 years old, and as a car drove by, the pool cue slipped out of my hands and flew and hit this car. The guy slams on his brakes, jumps out, runs into our yard, grabs me by the shirt collar, starts cussing me out. My dad was in the front yard. He was actually washing the car. He comes out of his skin, grabs this guy, and says, "Let go of my son." Starts yelling at him. I mean, I'd never seen my dad like that. This guy totally mellowed out. Anyway, today, that's where we're going. So hang in there. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me with your bad mamma jamma dad story at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I know many of you know who my father is. You might find those stories hard to believe, but it's the truth. And today we're talking about five ways you can protect your kids. So, also, speaking of which, bad mamma jamma, you can check out our sponsor, wellbuiltbody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock it, shock it, ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you, wellbuiltbody.com. So let's wake the faith up and get going here. Five things a father does for his kids. Number one is protect. He protects his kids' ears, eyes, mind, heart, and body. What do I mean by he protects his ears? What does your child hear coming out of your mouth when you talk about his mother? When you talk about your boss? When you talk about your problems? Does he hear words of faith or destruction? Apathy? Or worse yet, hear nothing? We know the tongue has the power of life and death, right? The Bible tells us that. So are you killing your kids daily? Or are you giving them life? It's really that, honestly, that big of a question. Do your kids get watered every day by you, by your words, and brought to life? Or are they starved every day by your words and brought to death? The next thing a dad does to protect is he protects the eyes of his children. What do they see you do, right? What do they watch when they're around you? What do you allow them to watch? What does he see you get fired up over? Does your child see you get a temper over small things or even big things? How does your child see you interact with your spouse or his mother? See, the eye gate is the soul gate. Whatever a person looks at and sees can get down into their soul and captivate and even capture and control them. Are you living in such a way that your kids see you walking in freedom, walking fearless, walking faithful? See, here's the concept, the spiritual concept that you need to get a hold of is you are the father, and as the father, you are the head of the home, the gatekeeper. And what you do and allow them to see is a green light in the spiritual world to enter into your child and to possess your child, possess his attitudes, his heart, his mind, his spirit, his will. You've got to be careful. Understand that you are, in fact, the protector. Next, his mind. What do you allow your child to watch? What do you allow them to listen to or think about? I told my boys early on growing up that any music that they put on their iPhones, I got to put on my iPhones. And I would not allow them, thanks for calling right now, I would not allow them to put anything on their iPhones that as I listened to, I didn't agree with. So they'd buy a CD or download music. I'd say, we got to put it on my iPhone as well. And trust me, many times I was like, well, we're taking that off. We're deleting that music. I don't care if you purchased it. I don't care if a friend gave it to you. Had to go. And many times I would, you know, walk through their rooms and, I mean, lots of times search for their books, magazines, games, drugs, whatever. And people would say, they need some privacy. Like, heck, they need privacy. They're not an adult yet. They don't need privacy. They need a parent. So I would go through their stuff all the time. Did they ever get upset? Once in a while, and I'd say, hey, not a big deal. When you're 18, you can move out, and I will never, ever come to your house and search through your room. But as of right now, I pay the mortgage, so it's really technically my bedroom, so I'll go through it whenever I want. Now, it wasn't that big of a deal with my kids, but that was the precedent that was set because I wanted to protect their mind. Now, How do we protect their heart? You protect your child's heart through your own prayer life. See, understand, you can't be with your child everywhere all the time. You can't always protect their eyes, ears, their mind, their soul, their spirit, unless you can protect their heart through your own prayer life. See, my prayer life, I understand that through my prayers, I can be with my kids and cover my kids and protect them even when I'm not around them. So it's through my prayer life. It's also through church attendance and what I show them to be a priority in my life. That's how I protect their heart. When my boys were in sports and games were on Sundays or Wednesdays, guess what? They didn't play. They didn't go to their sports team or their game. They were not going to miss church on Wednesday nights or Sundays. And sometimes coaches made them sit. Sometimes they didn't get to start or even play. And that's okay. And you want to know why? Because the coach is not my son's father. I am. So let him sit. Let him be mad. He can even hate me for a while, but this one thing he will know beyond a shadow of a doubt as he grows up, that God in our home, in our family, and church is number one. Our family, is truly number one, what I mean by that is we keep God and church number one with our family and not any other activity. Period. End of story. Then finally, you protect your child's body. Have you taught your kids how to be on alert for danger? When you walk with them through the mall or the store or the theater or outside, do you teach them what to look for? Do you tell them, you know, be alert for a car you don't recognize in the neighborhood? Or when you're out in a store or a parking lot, be careful. Don't be on your phone looking down. Is there a van with people in it just waiting? Is there someone who's parked next to you with their car door open? Are people seemingly standing around for no purpose other than maybe waiting for someone? Teach them how to monitor. And monitor where your kids go. Whose house are they at? Where's the party they're at? What is going on at that party? I'd crash my kids' parties all the time when I knew that where they were. And here's a tough pill to swallow. Are you in shape enough to protect your kids or your wife? Do you know any self-defense? Do you have any weapons at home or on your persons? Do you have any spiritual warfare Bible verses memorized and prayed over daily? Do your kids have any safety words that they know? Do you realize how many kids go missing a day? Do you realize how many kids go missing a day in the United States? 2,300 on average are being abducted or go missing. Learn to protect your family. Learn to protect your kids. You're the dad. Be the dad. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.